It's interesting what a bell can do. You all stop talking. Now maybe in class it didn't quite work that way, and the teacher had to say, "Everyone listen up," or "May I have your attention, please?" Certainly in class, or maybe on the volleyball court, we need this kind of prompt, a bell or a statement, this kind of reminder, because the act of listening up is not a natural one. In fact, we're quite the opposite at times. Quick to speak, slow to listen. Or quick to drift off someplace, lose our concentration. I'm afraid that for many types of people, it's an instinctive thing, knowing how to tune out the person who is talking. This happens at different levels. I'm surprised, I'm speaking tongue-in-cheek, that students tune out their teachers. Children tune out their parents. And yes, parents tune out their children. Worst of all, the children of God do have a problem with tuning out their Heavenly Father. Now, your Lord does not sit by and hope that you'll figure it out, you'll wise up, you'll break this bad habit of not listening all on your own. No, He jumps into action through the power of His Word. He brings us back to the most important kind of listening there is. The words that I want to read today from Isaiah 55 have a word picture that's quite helpful. Verses 1, 2, and 3. "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live." How exactly does God deal with our listening problem, Thomas? He doesn't force the issue with threats. He doesn't thunder His voice from heaven. He does not anymore do some kind of fear-inducing miracle. Can you imagine God stamping His foot? He doesn't do that. Rather, He works on the inside, calmly, effectively, showing us our sin, leading us to repent, and convincing us of the benefits and the necessity of hearing His Word. Let's be clear on the reason why we're here. If you come to chapel or to church only to be seen, only because it's expected of you, then you're missing out. Even worse, it's more than one kind of sin. The sin of harming yourself spiritually, the sin of dishonoring God or disrespecting the speaker, the sin of not being the diner, the eater that God wants you to be, that you need to be at His dinner table. I really want to think of this group right here, right now, as a bunch of hungry people. What do you do when you're hungry? You go where the food is. You show up at lunch. You wait in line. You get your plate. You sit down. And without even thinking about it, you start moving each bite from plate to mouth and down the hatch. This activity of eating, it's second nature. And yet, so important. If we skipped too many meals, we wouldn't live long. It's no coincidence that God has compared hearing His Word to eating food. But in the verses from Isaiah 55, we should notice some differences. Three details to keep track of. Number one, God gives you food that is free. Number two, this food is something that satisfies like nothing else can possibly satisfy. Number three, this food from God keeps your soul alive. Free food at home. Your parents don't charge you for breakfast, do they? But they do spend time, money, and effort in providing those meals. And the children, especially the youngest ones, don't even realize it. What goes into all that provides for the family at home from the kitchen. Let's not be like the small children who are clueless. Let's appreciate the expense here. This food for the soul, this gospel that tells you your sins are forgiven because of Christ and heaven is yours as a gift. This meal for your faith was never cheap. God had to pay through the sacrifice of His Son. Jesus paid dearly His own life for yours and mine. Now, the result of that sacrifice is something that satisfies like food for the body never could. And I want to be specific about that. When you face the reality of your sin, and you have that burden of conscience and all the fear that goes with it, only the gospel can wash all of that away. If your soul wants the assurance that you and the Lord are on very good terms, His grace, well, only the gospel can tell you it's true because of Christ. In the gospel, you hear Jesus with His invitation, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In the gospel, you have this comfort from the Savior. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." This free food from God that satisfies the soul will keep the soul, your faith, healthy and alive. It does that by providing strength for our weakness, knowledge for our ignorance, assurance for all the moments of doubt we may have. It alone grows your faith and keeps it, preserves it, makes it last through the power of the Spirit. All of that, my fellow hungry hearers, is the reason to spend quality time, like now, quantity time, regular time, hearing His Word, receiving what God gives, feeding your soul on the best meal ever. We conclude our meal today by singing hymn 296, stanzas 3 and 4 of hymn 296.